Welcome to another episode of the Hashtags and Habits podcast. My name is Danny White, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about how to develop a content distribution strategy that works consistently and effectively for your business. We can come up with great content ideas and even create better content, but if we don't distribute that content in the places where our audience actually is, it really is of no use. This topic will be divided into three parts, and that means three episodes as well. First, we'll talk about researching your target audience through various channels and how to do that. Second, we'll talk about how to evaluate content performance and choosing the right formats for the right channels. And then third and finally, we'll talk about how to create a well-structured content distribution plan. If you are starting with the first part, that's awesome. If you've landed on the second or third part of this topic, you will want to go back and listen to the other parts to get all of my thoughts on creating a unified content distribution plan. Now, let's evaluate content formats and align them with your business goals. Analyzing the current content and selecting formats that appeal to your audience is essential for successful distribution. Different types of content elicit varying responses from audiences, so selecting the appropriate format is essential for maximizing engagement. Here is what you want to do to assess your existing content assets. Number one, analyze your current blog post, your videos, your infographics, your social media content, and any other materials that you're producing to determine how effective they are in engaging your ideal customers. Number two, conduct a thorough content audit to identify gaps or areas where improvements can be made. And then finally, you'll want to consider the factors such as organic search performance, social media shares, and lead generation conversion when you're evaluating each piece of content. Is this piece of content reaching the intended result? Is it reaching the intended goal for your business? Then you'll want to choose formats that resonate with that particular target audience. To create a successful content distribution strategy, you want to 1. Determine which formats best align with your target audience's online behavior, their preferences, their interests, and their needs, based on the data insights that were gathered during your research. For example, if your audience hangs out on YouTube and they prefer more video material, you may want to create video tutorials because that might be telling you that they are more visual learners. Number two, you're going to want to select formats that support specific marketing goals, like demo request of a product or newsletter signups, or even case studies that showcase client success stories. This is very important because when your audience sees that things are available for them to either test out your product or service, sign up for something to get more information, or see the success of a similar client, they're more likely to sign up for that thing. Incorporating various formats into your overall plan will help you reach more potential customers while also encouraging engagement across multiple channels within owned media platforms, such as websites, blogs, and earn, paid, and shared options that are available elsewhere throughout today's digital landscape. To ensure that content is distributed effectively, it's important to evaluate the formats of existing assets and align them with your business goals. With this in mind, selecting relevant distribution channels can help amplify your reach and drive more engagement. Now for selecting the relevant distribution channels. Choosing the right channels for distributing your content is crucial to ensure it reaches your target audience. To do this, you need to understand where that audience spends their time online and select a mix of distribution channels that cater to their preferences. These can be categorized into owned, earned, paid, or shared media channels. So you might be asking now, what is an owned media distribution channel? Basically, an owned media distribution channel is your company's website or blog, or anything that you completely control, where you can publish content at any day, any part of the day, night, afternoon, on weekends, whenever you prefer. Regularly updating these platforms with engaging posts will help boost organic search rankings and can drive traffic from potential customers searching for relevant information. Now let's dive into earned, paid, and shared media options. Earned media includes guest posting on industry blogs or getting featured in publications as an expert resource. By contributing valuable information on the platforms owned by others, you build brand awareness while reaching new audiences. Paid media includes sponsored content, sponsored social media posts, or native advertising, which allow you to promote your content directly to a targeted audience through various marketing channels like social network profiles or display ads. Shared media is social networks like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok. These are excellent tools for sharing content with followers who may further share it within their circles, who also may further share it within their circles, causing a ripple effect of your content to be spread across multiple profiles. Utilize these platforms effectively by tailoring messages according to each platform's unique user base and their online behavioral patterns. Incorporating a strategic combination of these distribution methods in your content distribution strategy will increase visibility among ideal customers while encouraging engagement that leads toward lead generation and further requests for your services. Selecting the right channel for your content is critically important to success. To ensure you are targeting the most relevant audiences, it's important to analyze competitor activity and engagement in social media conversations. In today's world, it's crucial for businesses to be responsive on social media platforms and engage in discussions related to their industry. This not only helps to build brand awareness, but also helps to foster trust, credibility, and reaches potential customers effectively. One example of how to do this is on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a section of their website that they call collaborative articles. And the goal of these articles is really to get the people within the platform on LinkedIn sharing their thought leadership and their knowledge and information in response to a particular question or group of questions, which then helps to build that person's trust and credibility on a particular topic. This is just one example of how you can actually use a social media platform to build your thought leadership and to share your thoughts that are related to your industry. Another thing that you'll want to do here is monitor the activities of your company's competitors online. Keep track of your competitors' online presence to gain an understanding of their content distribution strategies and how they use different marketing channels. Analyze their social media profiles, their blog posts, other marketing channels that they use to distribute content. And there are some tools out there that can help you do this. Tools like Semrush is S-E-M-R-U-S-H. And Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S, can help you monitor the competition and gain insights into their strategies. Now, here are three ways that you can actively participate in industry-related conversations. One, create valuable connections. Join relevant groups or forums where your ideal customer spends time discussing topics related to their industry or to a particular theme. Share your insightful comments that showcase your expertise while avoiding overly promotional or salesy language. Most platforms will probably ban you from their platform if you do too much selling or promoting of yourself, your product, or your brand. Number two, demonstrate thought leadership. This is another way that you can participate in industry-related conversations. Publish informative articles or blog posts addressing common questions within your industry. By being someone who provides valuable information consistently across different platforms, you will establish yourself as a go-to resource for users who are seeking answers to particular questions. Number three, promote engagement with demo requests or free trials. Encourage users who express interest in trying out products similar to yours by offering them free demos of what you have available. This way, they can experience firsthand how well-suited these items are towards meeting specific needs or addressing specific preferences expressed during initial inquiries made via various communication methods. Staying up to date of industry news by participating in social media conversations and analyzing competitors is key for gaining a good competitive advantage. By creating an editorial calendar and a comprehensive plan, your business can ensure that your content reaches the right audience at the right time through the right channels. If you want help with your content distribution strategy, my agency, DW Creative Consulting, is ready to do that for you. Go to our website, dwccagency.com, and shoot us an email from there, or you can book a consultation right from the website and have a chat with us. If this podcast has been helpful to you, share it with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review. This is the only way we know we're growing in the podcast world. If you have questions about content strategy, marketing operations, social media, or digital marketing in general, you can shoot us an email to hashtagsandhabitspodcast@gmail.com, and I may just answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.